A woman said to be desperate for another child has been jailed for 5 years after forcing her adopted 14-year-old daughter to inseminate herself with donor sperm bought from the internet. The woman, who isn't being named, admitted child cruelty. The judge at the High Court described her as wicked and selfish. Five Live's Chris Warburton can tell us more.
It's an extraordinary case, Victoria. The alarm was first raised by hospital midwives. They were concerned that the teenager's mother was trying to stop her breastfeeding her new baby. Now, in his ruling, Judge Peter Jackson said it became clear that the daughter, identified only as A, became pregnant using donor sperm bought by the mother with the purpose of providing her with a fourth child to bring up as her own. The woman, who was unable to have children herself, had previously adopted three babies from abroad, but had been refused a fourth. Evidence from A included a Mother's Day card made with a picture of a positive pregnancy testing kit. On four occasions previously, the local authority had been alerted, but found no cause for concern. The judge, in his summing up, said the mother was wicked and selfish. He also said there seemed to be no effective checks on someone obtaining sperm from the internet.
The High Court heard too that the daughter was initially shocked by the idea, but she agreed and went on to have a baby at the age of 16. Here, her words are spoken for her.
Mum said to me, "The only way I can have a fourth child is for you to get pregnant." I was shocked, pretty shocked at first, and then I suddenly thought, maybe if I do this, then everything will be over. Mum will be happy like she was before. And I also thought, from a selfish point of view, if I do this, maybe she will love me more.
Let's talk to Dr. Gillian Lockwood, Medical Director of Midland Fertility Services, and Laura Vitgens, Chief Executive of the National Gamete Donation Trust. It's a government-funded charity that looks at the national shortage of sperm, egg and embryo donors. Hello to you both.
Morning.
Dr. Lockwood, what do you make of this case?
Well, it's a shocking case of primarily child cruelty and another example of how vulnerable children can be overlooked by the child safeguarding services that are supposed to be caring for them. There were plenty of opportunities for them to have intervened here. But the concerning thing is that this woman was able to obtain donor sperm from a clinic simply over the internet with nothing credible in the way of medical checks. Apparently, she'd forged a letter from a doctor saying that the clinic that supplied the sperm was able to do so, but that's really completely inadequate.
Laura Vitgens, as Dr. Lockwood rightly says, this is a case of child cruelty. Is it an issue that you can obtain sperm over the internet, buy sperm from the internet?
Oh, yes. I mean, this story is so sick on so many levels. I've got a 14-year-old daughter myself, and I could barely read it. It is true that you can get sperm online if you do it via private arrangement, which is even worse, because then it's medically and legally unsafe, both for the patient and for the donor. At least in this case, and whilst there's really nothing defensible to be said about what this so-called mother did, at least the sperm was supposedly safe. But Gillian is absolutely right. There's no way this should happen. However, we have to keep in mind that this is hopefully a one-off case, and we need to remind ourselves that people will go through great lengths to do enormously stupid, selfish and wicked things.
Mm. Absolutely, a one-off as far as we know. And presumably, there, in terms of being able to buy sperm on the internet, it's because it's difficult to always go through fertility clinics, isn't it? I mean, there is a demand, and you're not satisfying that demand.
There's absolutely true that there is a shortage, but there's also an important group that many people who use sperm don't see themselves as patients. They are users. They are same-sex couples or single women, or indeed in this case, a very disturbed woman who do not want to go via a clinical environment because they don't feel patients. And they typically are the users of underground sperm facilities or indeed online sperm banks.
Right. What is Dr. Lockwood, what concerns do you have about online sperm banks, if any?
Well, I obviously have concerns about the safety and the efficacy of the sperm that's being supplied. There have been numerous cases in which women have used underground sperm supplies and ended up with terrible infections as a result. The sperm in this case seems to have come from an authorized source, but it shouldn't be impossible for them to have second level checks to ensure that the sperm was being used appropriately and in a safe environment in which counselling and medical backup was available. We have a law in the UK that donors must be theoretically identifiable to their offspring when they reach the age of 18, and therefore that can only happen through licensed clinics. If these are unidentifiable donors that are being literally shipped in from overseas, then this is adding a great deal to the confusion and potential risk, both for the people using the sperm and also, of course, for the children they may go on and have.
How would a consumer know if sperm bought from the internet was authorised or unauthorised? What does authorised mean in this sense?
Well, if it's authorised, then it can only be imported through a licensed clinic, and it's labelled as identity release, which means that it's possible to use legitimately in the UK. A lot of clinics that supply sperm from overseas have anonymous donors, and those can't be legally imported by clinics into the UK, hence this underground market that's developed.
Right. So in this case, you're saying it is authorised sperm?
Well, this wasn't, because it wasn't supplied through a clinic. It was non-identifiable.
Yes, sorry,
sperm.
That's what I was confused by. I thought you had said it was authorised. I beg your pardon.
Mm-hmm.
What changes would you like to see then, Laura Vitgens, when it comes to buying sperm, donors, whatever, off the internet?
Well, if I could, I would ban the private arrangement altogether. Now, what we have to realise is this woman realised she wasn't going to have children any other way, and she was clearly hell-bent on changing that. I guess we have to be glad that she didn't force her daughter, as horrible as it sounds, to have sex. In her warped mind, she may have actually thought she was doing the best thing, all the alternatives considering. We have to accept that we can't stop this. Now, we could force the Danish company to only supply to clinics directly rather than to patients, but this is one of the side effects of having an internet and a credit card. It's not just in assisted reproduction. We see this with medication, diet pills, steroids. People with a credit card and an internet connection can do all sorts of things on Wild West that is called the internet.